Good morning. My guests this morning are Susie Grady and Sarah Rummins, and they are going to be talking to us about the 7th annual CalFresh Awareness Month. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, do it. Talk about.
Well, May is CalFresh Awareness Month.
Right. Okay.
And we are part of a collaboration that is trying to get the word out there to all of the community members that we should take advantage of the events out at our farmers markets and other places to celebrate CalFresh and to make people know where they can use it and what it's for and what to do. So.
Well, we only have 5 minutes, but give us a little synopsis of the kind of information that you're providing people.
Sure. So CalFresh is a part of a nationwide program called SNAP, and people who are low income are eligible to apply for CalFresh in order to get more money monthly to expand their food budgets. But we're part of an initiative called Farmers Market Life, where we accept CalFresh at the local participating farmers markets and provide a dollar-for-dollar match for anyone that takes their CalFresh and uses it at the farmers markets.
Great.
Yeah.
And how do people sign on to this this program from, I assume, either as participants or as people who come to purchase things? And
exactly. So CalFresh, you can apply through the website, getcalfresh.org or 211, or you can go through county partners in order to get your EBT card, which stands for Electronic Balance Transfer. And then if you want to take it to the farmers market, you can go to our website, farmersmarketlife.org, to see if they have this dollar for dollar match. And then you would go to the market manager's booth at the farmer's market and request the script or the tokens needed in order to pay vendors with your CalFresh and the incentive dollars.
Well, I was just this last weekend at the farmer's market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. And that farmer's market has taken off like I've never seen before.
Oh, that's great.
It was always just a little kind of small, a few people, and now it's just amazing.
It's thriving, yeah. Well, and we want, this is a campaign to get everyone aware of our local farmers markets, and whether you're using CalFresh or your own money, to consider purchasing local food from your own local farmers. And so again, whether you're on a limited income, whether you're using CalFresh or anything, everyone should be supporting our farmers. So this is just one way that can happen.
So tell us once again what the first thing someone should do who's interested in participating.
So if you're interested in seeing if you're eligible for CalFresh, I would recommend going to getcalfresh.org to see if you qualify. And then follow those steps. If you want to help get the word out, another great initiative we're doing is a photo contest. And if you're social media savvy, it's the hashtag is #FreshestCalFreshSoCo for Sonoma County. And we ask you to take pictures at your local farmer's market or what you do with that produce. You know, a great meal or a memory you have going to the farmer's market, just to raise awareness that people can use their CalFresh benefits at really great places here and get high quality food.
Right. That is certainly true. Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in. Let's tell people once again that this is all about CalFresh and it's all about the farmers markets, which are increasingly a wonderful part of life in Sonoma County. And the way you find out about how you can participate is simple. GetCalFresh.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.